My name is Sarah King. Parents, faculty, staff, administrators, friends, my name is Sarah King, and I am here today to speak on behalf of the class of 2017. There is no one Lewis and Clark experience, just like there is no one Lewis and Clark student, but I was a foreign languages major, so hopefully I can translate our experience as best I can. At this point, we have gathered as much as we could from this experience, and we will be taking it with us when we go. During the course of our college careers, most of us have moved quite a bit, therefore we have gotten good at packing at the last minute. I am, however, unsure how we will pack up our whole college experience. Perhaps one day you'll find that cup that you stole from the bone by accident, or you'll get caught in the rain and think of Portland's glorious weather. I hope that we all took the time to imprint the moments that were important in our memory. Which seat in WATSEC was your favorite to study in? The first time you saw Lewis and Clark's campus? The times that you forgot how great Lewis and Clark can be? And the times that you were reminded? I hope that despite the hardships, tears, and sacrifices we all made to graduate on this day, you take some of the good memories with you too. Today we celebrate our accomplishment with our family and friends, which means that on this day we have the double duty of showing our loved ones as best we can what we accomplished, as well as packing up our memories. Before I talk about the Lewis and Clark experience, I would like to thank the faculty and staff that helped us succeed until today. It would have been impossible to make it here without them. They are patient with us, even when we are indecisive, as college students often are. They taught us both inside and outside of the classroom. Thanks for being understanding when we presented you with the same problems that the students before us had and the students after us will have. We are very grateful that you tried to teach us, even though sometimes they were lessons we didn't want to learn. You did as best you could in a semester over the course of 4 years. I would also like to thank our work-study supervisors for providing us with skills that will help us in the working world. My fellow graduates, please take a second to think about the class or on-campus experience that impacted you the most. Years from now, we will all remember the name of the professor or staff member that inspired us or pushed us to be our best. Another group that deserves a great deal of appreciation is our families. A sincere thanks to our parents and family members who have been with us through this journey. Thank you for answering the phone at midnight when we couldn't figure out how the washing machine worked. For a lot of us, attending college meant moving far away from you. However, despite any geographical distance, you were there with us through this college experience. Our success is a result of lots of nights spent in the library, hard work, and support from you when times were rough. Family does not have to be whom you happen to be related to. It could also be a friend's family who took you in for Thanksgiving. My fellow graduates, I encourage you to extend a special thank you to anyone who, over the course of this 4 years, let you sleep on their couch or fed you, because we all know that a home-cooked meal probably saved your stomach from total destruction. Now, my fellow graduates, when we entered Lewis and Clark, we all had to take the dreaded E&D writing seminar. Although we all dreaded it, it was a good first-year bonding experience that we still talk about to this day. Exploration and discovery are a part of our motto, and I hope that we leave here and continue to explorare, dissecere, sociare. But unlike the real Lewis and Clark, let us not learn by imposing our beliefs on others, but let us work together. The liberal arts have taught us that there is no learning without exploring and no learning without communicating with others. As a third culture kid, I learned a lot about communicating with others from a young age, and my fellow TCKs and I were very fortunate to grow up among worlds, but Lewis and Clark still had a lot to teach us. Every year we have a symposium which consists of a keynote speaker and a panel discussion. This event, as well as all the other fantastic symposia we attended through the years, always left the student body with food for thought. When I think about what I want to do after graduation, I think of some advice I heard during our symposium 2 years ago. My fellow graduates, we are often asked what our passions are, or at the very least, what's coming next. And whether you have an answer to these questions or not, I would like to share with you some wise words from an alumnus of Lewis and Clark. During our panel discussion about the importance of planting roots, Makoto Uchiyama, class of 2004, said that from a biological standpoint, roots are where you get your nutrients from, not necessarily what weighs you down. Therefore, we should find whatever nourishes us. I shared this anecdote with you today because there are a great number of us who will be moving to new adventures, and some of us will choose to lay down roots in one place. I think this message is relevant to all of us. No matter where you end up, I hope that that environment is nourishing for you. And I would like to thank every single one of you for making Lewis and Clark a nourishing environment. We would not have succeeded without our peers. We are here today because we believed in ourselves and in each other. It seems as if life after graduation is going to be a little like writing an essay. Some of us know the thesis and what we're trying to accomplish from the beginning, whereas others find the inspiration as the paper moves forward, or maybe even a few minutes before it's due. Sometimes we need an extension to find the right balance between actual arguments and fluff, but we all get there eventually. When we are feeling let down or scared, it is easy to feel as if we don't matter and make us want to give up. But as Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore told Harry James Potter during his fifth year at Hogwarts, there will be a time when we must choose between what is easy and what is right. I hope that we all choose to do what is right. As we have learned while trying to complete our degrees, the most difficult tasks, the ones that pushed us to our limits, are the ones that gave us the best opportunities for growth and to be able to learn from them. I truly believe that we will all get to be where we need to be in life eventually. So without further ado, congratulations, class of 2017. We made it!